I'd like to leave a message honoring my mother for this Mother's Day week. I guess I would best describe my mom as selfless.
Singing, doing a lot of singing, whether we were washing clothes, hanging them outside, making cookies together, making lessa together at the nursing home. We just were always singing.
In my early 20s, I had to have some major surgery done, and I lived by myself until my mom came to stay with me for a few weeks and took care of me.
We would walk down the driveway after getting off the school bus, and we'd step in the back door, and there would be the most heavenly smell of her fresh baking. Cookies, cake, bread. It was just such a wonderful way to enter the kitchen, to have fresh cookies and milk with my mom there.
She always put her children first, even in the toughest times. On July 1st, 2019, she was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic colon cancer and given 6 months to live. Through it all, she never once complained or questioned God. Her words were, "Whatever God has in store for me, He will give me the strength."
I remember growing up in a family of 15 children, and when my mom would make food for us, she'd have a big pot of stew or a big pot of potatoes, whatever it was, and she would make sure that her children were fed first. If there wasn't anything left after that pot of stew or plate of chicken went around for at least 11 of us that were in the house at any one time, she wouldn't eat. She'd make sure her children were fed first. That's my memory of my mom.
She then asked me what I do and how I always stay so positive. And so I just simply explained to her that it's because of my faith. You know, I may have my ups and downs, but my faith in Jesus has always helped me. And I hope that just that testimony to my mother can help her desire to want to know Him more.
My best memory of my mother was when I had football or baseball practice, and she had to get supper for the rest of the family, but she would get a light dinner for me before I went out.
And I just remember she's always ready for hugging and giving kisses and loving, and I just love that about her. She's a wonderful mom.
Just her wonderful green thumb that she has, and her garden with the beautiful flowers and all the produce, and then her awesome cooking, baking skills. Never went hungry, so just love her and I'm thinking of her.
Honestly, I don't have great memories of my mom growing up, but recently she's had health issues and I've had to spend time with her, taking her to doctor's appointments and sitting in waiting rooms, and I have really enjoyed getting to know her and getting to laugh with her. God really is a God of second chances.
She used to sing me a special song as a baby, and she would rock me in a rocking chair. Throughout the years, she continued to sing that song to me, and it just really, I love the lyrics, and the song title is called "Shepherd, Show Me How to Go." It goes like this: "Shepherd, show me how to go over the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way."
I loved coming home from school when I was younger and she was baking cookies. I could literally smell the cookie smell as I was going up to the house.
When I was a little girl, every time it was gray outside or cold, my mother would say, "Jane, smile, smile," and the sun would come out. So I would run around the house smiling, smiling, and then eventually the sun would come out and my mother would always say, "See, it worked, it worked." And we'd all smile and be happy. And every time it's gray out, I smile, hoping to see the sun.
I was sleeping, and in the middle of the night, I walked out, and it was like at Christmas time, and my mommy was sewing this bridal dress for my little dolly. And at that time, I remember I had still believed in Santa Claus, but I seen her sewing that. So I just went back into the room, and I went to sleep, and I never let her know that I found out that, that she was in fact sewing the dress for my baby doll. I was so happy that she was doing that for me, and I'll never forget that.
One thing I like about her is she's not perfect. She has a smile on her face every day. This time is really weird, and she's been making it fun for us. Her laugh is hilarious. And I love you, Mom, and I hope you have a funny and good Mother's Day with us. I love you.
My favorite time when we went grocery shopping, because we went at these stores and went at this restaurant, and then we went home and ate it. Love you, Mom.
Bye.